champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
And welcome back, everybody, to Belt Kings Radio Presents Champions. And today, people, this is episode number 17. So when I thought about number 17, actually nothing came to mind. So what I did think about, though, was that we have all these belts, Corey, to talk about. And everybody, please go back a little bit. Let's backtrack. I am Mike Knox. That is nephew Corey. My kicks are my fix on Twitter and Instagram. Yep. What's going on, Corey?
What's going on, man? It's Victory Monday, man. It's Victory Monday.
Victory Monday, for those who don't know, go Birds, right? So speaking of victories now, I wanted to last night. I was sitting here, we were thinking, because guys, I want you guys to understand, this show is made for title collectors, for belt fans, slash we're all wrestling fans, right? So this is the show for belt collectors, for fans. So we want to be careful in the belts we talk about. We want to be careful in where we go and where we go next. What have we talked about? Because it's all about our love for professional wrestling and our love for wrestling titles. So with that being said, I want to talk about one of the most controversial championships of all time. For what it's worth, it is, to me, one of the most controversial titles of all time. And not only that, how it came from, where it came from, and so forth. So with that being said, guys, you can already see there's a missing belt on the wall for those who are watching on YouTube, Facebook, and wherever you watch this video. But for those who are listening via the podcast, which is, you know, it's right there at the bottom of the screen, or everywhere you got a podcast, they're there. We are talking about, Corey, what beautiful Bean footage.
That one that you're lifting up right there, that would be it.
Kind of heavy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Ooh,
look, you got yours on my home. What you gonna do?
Go get it! Listen, people, today, the beautiful Bean footage that we were discussing, again, one of the most controversial championships of all time. It is, and you see it, it keeps spinning, brother, it keeps spinning. This beautiful Bean footage of the WWE Championship one. And it keeps spinning. You see it. It just keeps spinning. So I was wondering, which one do you have? Is that signed?
It is. So what I'm going to do is very carefully go ahead and switch this background a little bit just so you can see it.
Yes.
Just so you can see it.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm going to do that now.
Look it. And listen to this, guys. I love this belt. First of all, John Rodriguez, Tom Brady, Cena is the originator of this title belt, right? He has all those names because I think at the end of the day, he might go down as the GOAT. Okay, that's just me. Not in what I love, not in who my favorite, but, you know, when you look at the catacombs of, you know, professional wrestling championships and what they mean. It's about putting butts in the seats and the money, right? All business is about business. And no one has brought the business like John Rodriguez, Tom Brady, Cena. I love this belt, Corey. I love this belt. It has the four plates. Well, Corey, talk about this four plate beautiful Bean footage, please.
Yes, I will. So this is the, and you have the same version I do. This is the version one.
Yes. Original Figures Toys Company, right? On the back?
Yeah, well, Well, what makes it the version one is,
teach them.
You can see here, it's the Monday Night Raw plate.
Okay.
One there.
Okay.
Mine is signed.
Okay. Sucker, man. Yeah. I got two signed CDs, but not signed belt. What's going on?
This one's John Cena.
Uh-huh.
This one's Sheamus.
Wait.
There's Alberto Del Rio. And on the back, Jeff Hardy.
Uh-huh. So you're just missing one.
No. There's quite a few. There's a couple of champions that are missing off of that.
So CM Punk. CM Punk's one.
Punk. Yeah, Punk. Orton.
Orton.
I'm just thinking.
So you mentioned Alberto, Orton. And I refuse to have all, but that was before time and things where they are. But I think that's about it. When I'm looking at this title, I got it right here. The first person ever to hold this belt, of course, John Cena.
Edge.
Hold on. Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio also.
Yes. So still, overall, for the shortness of this belt, kind of short-lived, Corey.
Short-lived as far as the list of champions.
The list of
but
champions.
This belt, right. But if you got to remember, this belt lasted
almost
8 years. Eight years.
From 05? Or, I
to
mean,
2013.
Sorry. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, because by that time, no, I'm sorry, not, is it, yeah, 2013. Yes, duh, 2013. Because Rock. Yeah,
it's 2013.
Rock was the last one.
And Rock, right? Before it got switched over. Correct. Yep. So tell people about this belt, where they get this belt, the way of this belt. Tell the people listening about this beautiful beam footage. And I'm just going to hold this heavy thing back up again.
Look, you go ahead. No, that's fine. Look, I'm just going to do the same. this one, you can get it on WWE Shop right now. It has been updated. It is the last version you could say. I guess it would be version 2, okay. I guess you could say. Both of them have the WWE Champion side plates on that version.
Okay.
It's pretty much the same dimensions. I did notice on that belt in the new Rated R spinner.
Mm-hmm. Which I need.
The plating is different. The plating's a little bit of a deeper gold than on these. These are more of the yellow gold.
Right. And, I did notice that. It's a different color of gold on there.
And also, I'll put it up a little bit. Actually, I have my name on the bottom of mine. If you can see it.
Yes.
Yeah, I have my name on the bottom of mine. I get a personal plate for mine.
Okay.
You could. They still sell those. People. You can still
they do.
Find them.
They do. They do. I left this John Rodriguez Horatio Tom Brady Cena for a reason, and I get in that later. Go ahead with the dimensions.
No, that's fine. No, it's. I want to say this belt is about, and it's funny, too, because I think the newer one is maybe a pound lighter.
Okay.
And it's weird. I want to say this belt runs about 8 pounds, I'd say. It's about 7 or 8 pounds. The plate is about, I want to say, maybe 10 or 11 inches by 7-ish. Because that front plate is a little bit smaller than most other plates. But, it's funny. And as we get into this belt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny you said controversial, because this belt was realistically, for as much people hated it, this is probably, if not the best selling championship that they've ever made for a replica, it's pretty close. It's got to be top three.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
And Corey, and I'm sorry to cut you off, as I'm looking on the website, I don't see this belt for sale on WWE.com. I see the special collector's edition of it. They have the mini, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not even the mini. Let me make sure I go check that Paraco. I just went past and make sure I'm correct here. If it said spinner on it or not. Just because it had, because remember, they did make this where this stopped spinning.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be, and what we're talking about here, we're talking about the WWE Heavyweight Championship Spinner Edition, John Cena, version 1.
Yeah. So. Yes, in a sense, yes, you do want to say it as that. But what you realistically want to understand is that the belt, where they were saying that it was made that to not spin.
Yes.
That that was a specialty screw that you had to buy. That was a screw that you had to buy that you had to place. But that actually, what's funny about that, if you ended up buying one of those, that's actually pretty limited.
Okay.
To get the screw.
Because remember, that's what I want to get again, so I can have the Miz kind of title for myself. Right.
Sure. That screw's actually, it's not hard. You can find it, but it's not as easily accessible.
It's kind of what I did to my U.S. title, to be honest, because my U.S. title was having problems with the spinning. So I took a regular screw that I had and a nut, and just, it spins, but I have to like kind of grab it and, mm-hmm. and spin it. It doesn't spin right. as freely okay. as this one now spins because of the way the screw is different.
And that one never did in the first place, actually. That one wasn't as free spinning.
Not as this one. Not like this. Not at all. Nah. Not at all.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That the spinner championship, they really just that one, that version one,
yes.
more so than the version two. The version two does spin, but not like that version one. That mm-hmm. version one just
keeps free. Going and going yeah. and going. And to put things in perspective, the rated R superstar version of this title, they still had mm-hmm. had that available at $429 plus tax.
Yeah, that one, and actually, that's one you can watch now. For the longest, that wasn't on sale,
right.
but. I'm thinking with him being injured right now and not on TV,
with 20% they kind off. Of,
yeah, you can find it eventually at 20-25% mm-hmm. off, something like that. That one, like I said, is different from that version one too, because the version they sell now, like I said, they have that deeper gold on mm-hmm. them as opposed to yeah. ours is more of the yellow gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they're like I said, they can be found, and that deeper gold is how do I want to put this?
See, I don't see these anymore.
Yeah, that version one is pretty close to what it was on TV originally when it spun. When Cena lost it to where the second time, where Orton got it at okay. No Mercy 07, when they first locked the belt, that was when it seemed like it was a deeper gold. So, but that being said, the replicas that they have now are more closer to the locked the locked function.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, with the side plates both being WWE champion, because at that point the belt was going between Raw and SmackDown. I've never seen it, and that would be one if somebody ever did, okay, which I would never buy a custom belt of that because it's okay. just too intricate.
Okay.
But
we're gonna talk about that in a second too. We're gonna talk about the. I think this belt's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I would love if they did a retro version of that belt that they did the SmackDown plate on it.
Okay.
Instead of the because when they first started selling that belt as a replica, he was already on Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Right.
I'm naturally, they have the wrong.
Got this belt. I can't even remember. You, like,
you got it in 05 at least. If you get it, the first shipment of those were 05. So
I'm trying to remember if I bought it. No, I had to buy it by mail. I have a count of the belts I bought in person, like at mm-hmm. an event. Then I know this mm-hmm. was not one of them. I was trying to think was this one of them, and I really don't think that it was, because I had the U.S. title first, because then he had that spinner first.
Yeah.
And of this version, they have a John Cena signature collection belt for this, which is 20% off right now.
Yes, they
20% off, so it's $4.99. Go ahead, Corey.
Mm-hmm. And it's I was just going to agree with you.
I'm sorry, that it's $3.99. Jesus.
$3.99 now, yeah. It's that one's a really nice one. And that one, here's the thing. That one's one I believe if they had had WrestleMania in Tampa this year, like we were supposed to have, that's a belt that would have sold out.
Yeah.
It would have been gone. I'm talking about that at the superstore. And that belt would have been gone. And so, like I said, just going back to what I was saying earlier, it's so funny how people dog this belt. But this belt, like I said, it's one of the highest selling belts that they've ever made as a replica. I mean, everybody, you saw this belt everywhere. Everybody had it. And it was, like I said, it was just so funny. People dog it, but everybody had that belt. Everybody did. And it was like, okay, I guess people do like it. And so,
right.
And like I said, I've been to countless WrestleManias and been in the Superstore, and I've seen people buying that belt. They're like, I want the Spinner Championship. I've seen it. People are buying them. They're just bringing them out. And I'm like, people really like it. So, and you know, parents – buy them for their kids like it's nothing.
Yeah,
the kids are at WrestleMania, $500 belt. Oh, we'll
easy,
take it.
Easy,
easy,
yeah. Like, easy. I've seen it.
Yeah, seen like it. It's nothing. Like people.
Well, we were talking about that last mm-hmm. episode about getting ready for WrestleMania, wherever it is, if they're gonna have fans there. I'm gonna have mm-hmm. I'm having a WrestleMania pot. I'm getting another job just to have my wrestling fun. I am coming to deliver. At WrestleMania, this year, or yeah, whenever we're allowed back, shall I say?
Yeah, I'll say this for people that, you know, it's, we've talked about it before. It's the Superstore is a beast in its own nature.
Yes, it is.
If you've never been to WrestleMania, I can tell you now, you go in that Superstore, you think, oh, okay, it's just a big store with WWE stuff. That store, you will walk in there and walk out like, did I really just spend money? And because it gets you, because I know for me, I'm just the sucker of, oh,
yeah,
I'm at WrestleMania. I gotta.
Well, you're there. That's what you're there for. When you're going to these events and you're a collector of title belts or anything of memorabilia, right? Like, mm-hmm, it's like when I walk into GameStop weekly, I go in and they buy a pair of socks, and look, there's Mystique. I bought a Barbie doll, y'all, because it's Mystique. I don't care. Okay, so when you're like that, you're at wrestling and you're going to WrestleMania. It's you want to be part of the. I know it sounds, you know, corny in a sense, but hear me out. It's, you want to be part of the in crowd, in a sense. You're there to have fun. It's like going to a amusement park, going to Disney World. You're there to, you can wear ears and special outfits at Disney World. You're not going to wear nowhere else. You go to WrestleMania weekend, you're going to cosplay. We know friends that cosplay. Shout out to Mo Eaton. Mo_Eaton on the Twitter. That's what people do. Mm-hmm. Just right now, when we're talking about these titles, we're going to get into this belt right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought the spinner wrist armband.
Mm-hmm.
And Rated R Superstar, because I don't have that belt, so now I'm gonna have the wrist belt. They're on sale right now for $55.
Yeah,
for the wristband, so I like to call them my Wonder Woman arms. But this 10-pound, was it? Casey, you said 8 pounds.
Right? Yeah, I want to say it's about 8. Yeah, I think it's about 8.
I am missing a couple screws in the back of mine. You know, mm-hmm, this is the El Lazio.
You can buy screws. Yeah, this, well, you can, yeah, buy screws.
You can packs very, you know, easily. That. Yeah, separately. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, like he said, though, but on the back of this cord, we have, like you said, the Figures Incorporated insignia is there.
Mm-hmm.
And on the screen, yep, so you guys can see that right there. Yep. That's official. But we talked about this in shows before. And one of the things I love the most about any belt, mm-hmm, is when you could take like a brick of gold and smash it. And it gives, mm-hmm, you that kind of design, like Big Goldie, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So you look at the way Big Goldie is made. That's the basis of the main plate here on this, mm-hmm, title. It's like gold smashed over top of it. And now we're talking about John Cena's belt more, you know, with the replica. Mm-hmm. So in his belt, you got diamonds. And at this time, mm-hmm, hip-hop was taking over. He, yeah, really got his claim to fame by going that route, sort of. Everybody knows the Dr. Thugonomics, right? And then he came, mm-hmm, from out of that. But again, keeping it traditional to me with wrestling titles and what I love the most, the eagle over top of it,
mm-hmm,
inside the spinner, the WWE logo. To me, at this time, this was the first of its kind to, yeah, me, okay? More, mm-hmm, than Stone Cold's belt. Now, I know you say, well, Stone Cold's was first. Yeah, I think this has a lot more intricacies in this title than the Smoking Skulls title.
Right. Absolutely, yeah.
The like you spoke earlier about the side plate, the Monday Night side plate, and it's
right.
You know that ruby in the middle, the lock first, Chris Johnson, mm-hmm, wore the lock chain, right?
Yep, sure
the
did.
Raw, yep, on it. You got the other side that has the WWE with another eagle in the plate. And it's at this time, yeah, when I say the intricacies of this title, the Smoking Skull belt did not, as we talked about with the U.S. title and the current, mm-hmm, belts, protrude that 3D. You know, mm-hmm, illusion image and a belt, and these belts have that on here. Okay, yeah, you have it. I'm gonna, yep, try to bring it a little closer again. Look at these side plates. Look how that mm-hmm, the Raw sign comes out, right? Look how even the WWE champion part comes out. Yeah, I got John Cena on mine. It's gonna stay there too. Look at that right there with that, yeah, eagle. Okay, mm-hmm, and then one of the things we've talked about before about loving titles is having that official sign of approval with the WWE side plate on there to make it, well, mm-hmm, you know, their official title, Corey.
Yeah, something interesting too. I'll grab mine again really quick because there was something interesting on there. I'll show you.
Right.
So on mine.
Oh. We're here.
Yep. So on mine, because this was on there at the time when I bought mine. By the time they switched the belt over, I was like, oh, okay, let me get that one there. So on mine, I have the belt tip.
Wow.
Yeah, I had that put on there.
Okay, I do see they who have that. So that was the second version that came with that, correct?
When Orton got it, they had a belt tip on theirs. I noticed the replicas didn't have it, so I had one put on there.
Okay. Like yeah, that. So nice little touch there.
Yeah.
And so, this is one of the few belts, honestly, Corey, also, we haven't talked about. It's more detailed in the plates than the leather.
Yep.
We get a lot of leather details that I think normal fans will skip by, but collectors like you, yourself and I and others out there listening, thank you for tuning in, will notice that's all in the belt. And again, how going back and dating these titles, dating my titles especially, you can see the wrinkle in it. And that's what makes that's what the bending of that, trying to put it around your waist and things like that, that's what that's to me, what I know now, what I did not know then, well, I kind of knew then, but didn't want to pay for it then, is I'm a fan of getting all real leather belts for that reason.
It breaks the belt in.
It breaks the belt in, and it keeps your plates and the screws from coming out, I believe, also, because it's flappable, as they say, right? And so I'm a fan of getting all real leather belts. But if you can't, hey, that's fine. I have but one, okay? And that was my undisputed title, my first ever belt. I'm trying to remember, Corey, and my mind is slower than yours. What does belt cost back then?
That one I want to say.
Five?
It was 400. I think that was the one that kind of first broke the $400 like threshold of the.
And this belt, it was out before the Undisputed.
No, after.
Okay, after. All right, so then let's go back then. My Undisputed cost me five. Leather, real leather, deluxe cost me five.
Oh, the deluxe. Well, that's why. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're not. All right. Duh.
Yeah.
So, but then the Million Dollar Man belt cost five.
That one actually.
But I didn't get that from WWE.com either. I got that from the Wrestling Superstore.
Well, maybe they charge that because. Because
WWE.com didn't sell it first.
The Million Dollar Man one, which came out, that one came out around the time as that. That one was also a four. That those were kind of the Million Dollar Man one and that one are the ones.
I was in
that,
Delaware. There was no tax.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were the ones that kind of broke the $400 realm to where they were, because even the version now, that one's $420.
Right.
So, but that one's a better. That one's a better version than the version was, as far as the stuff they put into it.
Okay.
And the way it, because I had a version one, and when I got a version two, I got rid of it. So, because the version two is just, it's better constructed.
I'm a fan of this belt, and I think when we brought up earlier about controversial titles, it's not just the wrestler who made it controversial, it was wrestling fans in general was like, oh my god, I hate this, it's so gaudy, why does it have to spin? And
the knocker that a lot of people hated with that belt, right there on the bottom, what does it say?
Oh, champ.
Exactly. It does not say champion. People hated that, hated it, like hated it.
I think wrestling fans will pick and choose what we like and what we don't like and what's traditional versus what's non-traditional. That's why I always sit back and go, come on, guys. You, as a fan, no one's ever wrong.
Right.
That's what I believe. This isn't, hey, who was in that match at Halloween Havoc 97? You can be right or wrong about that because those are facts that tell you who's right. You can't be right or wrong about your opinion about something looks, what's traditional to you, there's tradition. And they buck it, so what? You know what I mean? Because that's wrestling. The one thing about wrestling that I love most in this world, as we are on the precipice of a huge election, so hope everyone out there in voting, that you have choice. You have a choice. It's your choice, right? So it's your choice to look at this belt and say, God damn, I need this thing, Corey, because it was hot. And John Cena came out on Raw when he got drafted, and he was like, bam, 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 bam. I'm saying, I just want to get that in. Listen, the champ is here, Corey, all right? And so is his belt to me.
Yeah, no. That, I'll put it this way. I didn't hate the belt, but I wasn't like, oh, I needed it. But the collector in me was like, oh, I need that, especially for the longevity that it had.
Okay.
Because when it stuck around for, you know, I had got it when it maybe 2 years into it, like maybe 1 or 2 years into it. I think I want to say 06, 07, something like that, that I got it. It was in there, and I was like, okay, I've got it now.
I'm sure it's one of the few belts that I got as soon as it dropped. And I'm not a soon as it dropped kind of person. other than like game consoles. Mm-hmm. I will be having my games next week. I know you will as well. But side note, I'm definitely getting the PS5 now. I don't think I'm switching from Xbox ever. But I've watched a couple of unboxings on this PS5 thing and the new commercial, and I gotta have it. It just looks more futuristic than my Xbox. It just does. Yeah. You're not getting no more out of that. But Cena winning this title, first time ever, right? You think Cena is what, 15-time champion? He won his first title in 05.
16-time.
He tied Ric Flair?
Yes. That was a big thing.
That was a big thing. It was. Right? So Cena gets his first one in 05. WrestleMania 21.
Yep.
And what I loved most about it, and why I had this title, and we've said this story before on the show, it's at SmackDown in Philadelphia, and yes, he's on his climb to getting this belt. This is the road to WrestleMania where, you know, he's seen us, put us on TV, you know what I'm saying, and came over with the belts. And from that point on, I've been a fan of John Cena. I would say from day two. I'm not going to say I was a fan of, you know, Ruthless Aggression John Cena, because I wasn't. Right. But when I first saw the Dr. Thuganomics start rapping at that Halloween party, I was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? And I'm a Cena fan. I'm the guy. You were there with me in Miami. Who was I cheering for like a dummy? John Cena.
Yeah, you were.
Okay?
You were.
All right. So you were. I'm a Cena guy. When The Rock made fun of the Fruity Pebble color shirts, I got about five of them things. Right? Not more. I got a lot of John Cena shirts, right? I have a lot of John Cena shirts. But I'm a fan of Cena. I'm glad we're talking about this belt. Let's talk about the people also who had this belt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who are some of your favorites to hold this belt? And again, we talked about this. This is kind of long and short. So give me, there it is, early and often. We haven't done it in a while. I want you, Mount Rushmore.
Oh, sure. That's simple.
For John the spinner, Cena, baby.
Look, John Cena, obviously. Hey,
duh.
You're going to go John Cena. I'm going to go.
Got to say, you better not put your boy in there either. If you put your boy in there, Corey, I'm going to be upset with you.
Look, I mean, John Cena, CM Punk. I want to say,
come on.
With that belt.
Come on, bring it to me. Give me what
I want.
You
know what? I really want to put Miz in there.
I know you do. Really, that's not what I want.
I mean, you could go Miz, you could go Triple H. Okay, no. John Cena, CM Punk.
Yes.
Randy Orton.
Oh, okay.
Randy Orton, because John Cena, CM Punk, Randy Orton, and that fourth, we always get to that fourth one. It's like, you kind of could put anybody in there.
Mine's waiting.
Oof.
And I got to jump on you because I did the stuff you guys seen on the screen already before we did the show. So I got to jump on you.
You can do Sheamus.
I'm a Sheamus Mark.
I think
you're missing two of the most simplest, and I can't wait to talk about them, guys. But I'm waiting for you to get your fourth one out. Give me the fourth one now.
We spoke about him. Yeah, I know. This one's hard.
You should see him over here bouncing like my knees. it's just
you know what? Miss. I'm gonna go. Yeah, John Cena, CM Punk, Miz.
You put Miz.
And Randy Orton. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going those four.
I knew you were going to put the Miz. Yeah. I knew you were.
I'm going
John Cena.
Absolutely. Okay.
John Cena. John Rodriguez. Tom Brady Cena. Okay. I'm going to go Rated R Superstar.
Okay. Fair enough.
You got to go with the whole effing show.
You know what? I want it too bad.
Rob,
I wanted to say RVD. And I couldn't because I was like, he pretty much screwed himself out of that run. And it was like, we never got what that run could have been.
I thought that run was still good.
For 2 months, though,
I thought it was one of the most, because it was how he got it. We talk about iconic memories of wrestling, right? Mm-hmm. It's we go back to the Intercontinental title when we put the Honky Tonk Man in there. We had to be honest, right? To put the Honky Tonk Man into that list, and not saying he had a, you know, it was so long, you had no choice. When he had the greatest matches with it, how he lost it and all those kind of things.
He's still the longest reigning.
He's still the longest reigning Intercontinental champion, right? And mm-hmm. I do think for the short-lived time that he had this belt, RVD. So I'm going John Cena, Rob Van Dam, CM Punk, Radar Superstar. But we talked about longest of all time. I think CM Punk.
You know what?
Punk getting this belt and laughing. That's just that picture, just him when he won it for the first time, and then he ran. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
See, no, I'm sticking with Miz there.
You're sticking with Miz.
I was thinking of maybe putting Edge in that spot. Excuse me. No, I'm sticking with Miz.
All right, but let's talk about these guys for a second. All right, so we go. Cena having it first, right? Mm-hmm. Then he loses it to Edge. Right, yep. With the Money in the Bank contract,
yep.
Elimination Chamber.
Edge loses it back 3 weeks later.
Yes, to in Miami at the Royal Rumble to John Cena. Then my guy comes in because you have the cash in at Money in the Bank that he won at RVD. WrestleMania. RVD. He loses that thing, like you said, in July to Edge again.
And where?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Goldberg!
Yep.
You got every time we talk about it, we gotta get him in there, right? Yep. Okay,
you got to. Why not?
Then Cena gets it back. Then Orton's first title with the WWE Championship.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Here's why Cena. This is one of the runs with Cena that kind of really defined his career. Because I want to say he was champ for what 13 months, I think, or something like that.
What between the Edge one or this one?
Yeah, for the Edge.
Yeah, from September 06 to October 07. Yeah.
Yeah. So that and he only lost that because he tore the
He got hurt.
So
right.
Yeah. So I mean, I couldn't see Cena losing it to Orton yet at that point. I think Orton was the next in line. But I don't think Cena was losing it anytime soon. So, and it's funny that night, you know, which I'm pretty sure you were getting to, I believe that was Orton, Triple H Orton in the same night.
I was getting there, but I got the nephew, the wizard himself. Like, I don't have to go anywhere, right? So that night was weird.
But you know what? I think it provided a good paper because it gave you the shock value because you were like, okay, you needed a match. That was one of those few times that little one day title run or whatever, it made sense because you needed it for, you know, the shock value of the pay-per-view. You couldn't just have Orton just there, you know, and boom, he walks out with the belt. Create some mystique for the night. All of a sudden, first match in, Triple H wins it. You're like, what? Wait, what? Yeah, so you didn't even know, you know? So I like what they did with that.
I just look at this title, and I like you said, to me, when I say the most controversial, because people literally hated it the way the belt looked.
Yeah.
At this point, I would say this was the peak of John Cena coming out on Raw, but that to me was also the downfall of certain fans for John Cena. That you know, that began not the Cena sucks chant, which people, education is what we do here on Belt Kings. It started in Philadelphia. John Cena sucked. That's where it came from, people. That's where it came from. Okay? Never forget that. I never forget taking my son to Money in the Bank, right? And they were singing it. You know, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm like the weirdest wrestler. We're all weird, but I'm in the weird. Like, I cheer for everybody. I don't have a favorite anymore. Like I used to wear, I don't hate anybody necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I'm singing because the crowd, it's cool. John Cena sucks. And I just told him I'm the biggest singer marked. And my son's with me. And my son's a huge Cena fan. And he goes, Dad, can you cheer for Cena with me, please? And I'll never forget that moment.
That's a true father-son moment that you can't take it away.
And you're like, okay, I got you. Like, I'm here. Like, I'm with you.
I got your son hanging. You can't.
I'm dressing up as Cena. You know, I got the thing on, everything. I'm with him. And I'm up here going against this guy. He's like, what are you doing, Dad? You're breaking my heart here, man. But just those times, man, like, to me, obviously, John Cena to me is the GOAT. John Cena's reason for this belt. This belt was made for John Cena. And this is why it was so huge and people loved when Edge won it, right? And then when Edge flipped it and turned and put the Rated R Superstar title on there, that whole storyline in itself between the two of them to me was great. And then, of course, you know, Mr. Golden Shovel, y'all refer to him as, to me, he's one of the top five of all time. Triple H gets in there and gets
I was going to say, that ain't me to refer to.
No. Look, you got a chance to be with the boss's daughter. Don't blame him. Okay.
Right, yeah.
If you think this guy was Gilbert, who happened to marry Stephanie McMahon, would he have been had that push? I don't think so. I think that's one of the biggest things I can't stand about wrestling fans is that, oh, because he married Stephanie, he got this opportunity. Yes, maybe, but if he wasn't good, would he have stayed there? Would he have had the longevity of being there? There's a reason why his peers think he's so great at what he does, because he is. Mm-hmm. Like, we're watching SmackDown this week. Just a little throw something on there. And I'm watching everybody, you know, I'm supposed to love Bianca Belair. And I am a fan of hers. But I'm also very critical of certain wrestlers of my color. I'm just being honest, because I want them to be great. So when I look at wrestlers, I look at idiosyncrasies that they do in the rings, right? Like, she was getting turned over in a sharpshooter, and she was, like, crawling like a cat. And I didn't understand why she was doing that, because I didn't think she was reaching at Natty. She wasn't – it's just like she was just doing this to do it. And I'm like, come on, I want you to get a little bit better in that realm. And to me, when I brought that up, because Triple H, Randy Orton, there's certain people, there's certain guys and girls that own their craft so good that when they're in the ring, there's no, they know where the ring ropes is. They know how to put their foot in the rope. They know how to take a roll out the ring. It's just little things in wrestling. Paying attention to when you're hurting someone's body part, you continue to work that body part and not switch body parts. Little things like that, to me, is what I look at when I watch wrestling. And Triple H did that. And for what it's worth, for those who do not like John Rodriguez, Tom Brady, Cena, when it comes to his in-ring work, and those who thought he couldn't work, remember, it all came from him. Five moves, right? Then he wrestled guys that could go. And what was the excuse then?
Yeah, because he can wrestle. He gets the same – it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the same rap as Hogan, in a sense. And Hogan could wrestle.
He could.
They just I'll put it this way. They wrestle a
sports entertainment versus style. Professional wrestling.
Yeah, they wrestle a sports entertainment to where you got to give the people what they want.
Yep, it's a style
and
of wrestling.
The majority of people, they're there for the five moves of doom and they're ready to go home. That's what it is. They're there for a good match. You see Cena get beat up. You get the five moves of doom. You see Hogan Hulk up. You get Cena throwing his hand in the air. Five knuckle shuffle.
Back then, you know, pumping up the Reeboks.
Yep. That's what you were going there for. You send the kids home happy. That's the style that he wrestles. But when you had to throw him in the air with a Daniel Bryan or a Seth Rollins or a CM Punk or a Rey Mysterio, people that could wrestle.
AJ Styles.
Him
and Eddie Guerrero had some of the most classic matches for that U.S. title, and we talked about that match before on other shows. So just those things like that, Corey, kind of always got me when it came to guys like John Cena, and they would, you know, the hatred for this guy and his belt. Again, the most controversial title, because after he lost it, it stayed around.
Yeah.
It stayed around. So that lets you know that's how popular that belt. Yeah. I really want to know what other wrestlers actually thought about this title. You know, like, did you love this belt? Like, I wonder what these guys think about. I'm going to try to look into some of that for future shows as well. You know, just reach out to some of these guys. Like, what do you think about this belt? Do you like how this belt was designed? You know, because ultimately we get it because we love the guys that have it. And then once you get it, you admire it. You know what I mean? Or you see from the beginning that you admire like that U.S. title. I don't want to own it, but I saw it and said, I want it.
Well, Mike, I'm sure you had traditionalists that will always think, as far as your championship, it should be your standard globe, eagle, plates, world heavyweight champion.
So you think people hate that logo stamped on there also?
I think a lot of people hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, some people that are just so anti-WWE that they just hate that the belt is – Why the logo
got to be on it?
Because it's a business, you dummy. I'm sorry.
It's a business. That never comes out of you. I knew you was in there somewhere.
No, because it's like, it's a business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They got to advertise. Yeah. Why do you think every major professional sports team gets a WWE championship from them? So when you see that sports team up there at their parade, it's free advertising. I mean, you got to understand that. Like, people see that belt and they're like, oh, That's the wrestling belt. That's the WWE. People don't even watch. But it's in your brain. There you go. Like, what's we call it? You know,
favorite match for this title or favorite and favorite moment with someone having this title. And I say that because easily mine just came across my mind. So I brought it up. And that was Jeff Hardy, pyro incident.
Oh, interesting.
Cool. Coming out with the belt, pyro going off. You know, that's just one of those moments. I think that was my one. And then my favorite match of all time, favorite moment, like I said, is RVD. To me, why he's in my Mount Rushmore is One Night Stand.
I have two for this championship that immediately stick in my head. Like, just these are it. Cena and Edge TLC in Toronto from 06.
Okay.
And Punk and Cena Money in the Bank.
Punk and Cena Money in the Bank. Can't go wrong.
Honestly, to me, that one's probably the greatest one for that championship is Punk and Cena at Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I would think it was. Absolutely. Yeah, for me, it was the one night. It was the one night stand. And here again, I'm a Cena mark. The only my biggest ECW guy to me, the best thing ECW ever produced was Rob Van Dam. Now people are gonna say, "Well, Jericho came from there, Mysterio." Those guys wasn't there long enough to be great there. They were that was a gap stop for them. But RVD helped put ECW on the map along with Taz and Sabu. With those guys. So still being a Cena mark, but loving Rob Van Dam again, loving wrestling. Sometimes you just know right is right and wrong is wrong, and it was time. When we were going, it needed to happen, and it. If the greatest sign of all time, if Cena wins, we riot. Because they would have poured that place. It was real.
That was the only time you could believe it.
Yeah, it was real. It was realer than real. If that man would have won that title that night.
Might not have been a Hammerstein ballroom after that.
Might not have been a Hammerstein ballroom.
So what's interesting, it's funny you bring that up because there's two other matches that I guess kind of sort of fly under the radar, but not really, but kind of helped in Cena's development as from being, top guy to really top guy.
I got it. Go bring him to me.
And they were back-to-back as far as Manias. 22 against Triple H, 23 against Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
And both of them put Cena over.
How about that?
Yeah, and
he has a dominant record over Triple H, too.
Yeah. I mean, Triple H has got some win.
Both Triple H got a lot of losses wins. For people who think Triple H takes
actually,
a lot of wins.
I'm sorry.
He loses to a lot of people.
You know what? And what's funny is this match, this one is one that's, I mean, to me, it's the greatest Raw match of all time to me.
Okay.
But it wasn't for the championship, but it was Michaels and Cena in London. In April of 05.
Yeah, that's
the hour.
Wow, that's a contra. Way to go. Go ahead, Wizard. That match, I might have to watch that today.
Yeah, that was the hour long.
One. That proved that he could wrestle.
Yep.
That proved that he could wrestle before. Everybody always want to go back to the whole when he was the U.S. champion and was doing the invitation now they could think he could wrestle. No, Cena was wrestling before the U.S. championship invitation or whatever whatever he was calling it at that time, trying to give guys a chance when he was going against Owens and those guys. And
April 07 in London, right after WrestleMania, they ran back Shawn Michaels against John Cena, and that's the one Shawn won.
Yeah.
He flipped out of the attitude adjustment and Sweet Chin Music, and he won. And it was like, that was so brilliantly done because it didn't hurt Cena because he didn't lose the championship.
Right.
But at the same time, it helped. It wasn't going to hurt Shawn if Shawn had lost again, but it was like, it made Cena at least believable that he could lose. Yeah. So that helped Cena because people tend to forget that every once in a while, you may not lose the championship, but they'll throw you in there to lose something every once in a while just to make sure
you have to
keep your character somewhat human.
Yeah. You know, let's get some honorable mentions. Batista.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Batista. Yeah.
Batista, you brought him up earlier, Alberto Del Rio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who else we have here?
Rey Mysterio, Sheamus. Mysterio.
Well, I have to apologize for my lack of Sheamus love, as you see in the show. I didn't put him down here. I wanted to put who I thought were the biggest people that had this belt. And again, I've always been a Sheamus guy. People made fun of me for that. I've always loved how Sheamus, when Sheamus won the King of the Ring, and he had the cryptic, witchy kind of crown. Mm-hmm. Oh, that moment.
But you know what? That was almost done as a punishment to him, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they did
that to rib him.
Yeah, because of the heritage thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I thought it worked. I thought he looked, yeah. And honestly, that's weird that when he had that, that's when the last Xbox came out. Because I remember leaving my house at Raw to go to the GameStop in Dover, Delaware to go pick up my Xbox at the time. And now I'll be picking another one up next week.
You know what's funny about the Sheamus run too? If I'm not mistaken, I gotta look that back up. But at least on television, I wanna say on television, he maybe had, up until him winning the WWE Championship for the first time against Cena in the tables match from TLC 09, I want to say he had maybe had maybe one loss, if not being undefeated, going into that match against Cena to win the championship.
Come on, Sheamus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He may have had maybe some kind of blow-off disqualification or something against him, but he hadn't been pinned going into that.
Yeah.
And he was relatively a rookie because he had just debuted in June.
I think one of
the
most underrated rookie runs that is not talked about is Sheamus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Because he went in and beat Cena.
Yeah. Yeah. And it made his character blow up. It didn't hurt Cena. And I think sometimes I wish they kind of go back to that, like letting certain guys lose when you're big enough that they can't hurt you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if Keith Lee would have had beat Randy Orton, would it hurt Randy Orton? He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. He's a legend. You know what I'm saying? But what would it do for Keith Lee? Who, you know, to the public, like, yo, he just beat Randy Orton. So those are things that I love about professional wrestling.
Well, he did get one. I want to say he did get one. I think he lost the second one, but I think he won the first one. I think he won the first one with them. I think he pinned Orton. I think he hit him with the spirit bomb, and he pinned him. I think it was, yeah.
I thought it was not maybe the second one? Was it the first one?
The second one was the one he lost. There was a first, yeah.
No, I'm saying, but the second one he lost. So, okay, he won the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? He lost the second one.
It was his first night. He did. Yeah. He did. And everyone was like, he was kind of thrown off by this kid. But I love this belt. I want people to go get this belt. I want to see people at WrestleManias, at these shows with this belt. This is, to me,
to be honest, you'll see it. You'll see it.
You see it everywhere. You do. It's one of the ones I love the most because it's big enough to go around my fat ass waist. I do. I love this belt. I said I'm going to tell you the story before we got out of here. I never switched the nameplate and got my own because I want this to be the one that I, you know, in my ideal world, I want two of everything. If that makes any sense, right? Because I would want to keep this belt the way it is, and I would get another one to have all the signatures for everybody else. But I would feel some kind of way to have them sign one that has John Cena's name on it. But then maybe I would just because it has John Cena's name on it.
Fair enough.
How about that, people? Because I am still and forever will be a John Cena fan. All right? No, I wasn't a fan of his personality of what I've known from watching Total Bellas. Okay? But hey, she signed the contract. Don't be mad at him. At least he was honest. Okay? So, for what it's worth, that man's a gangster. Okay? I won't marry you, but I'll buy you a Porsche. Okay.
Man.
And so with that being said, listen, guys, next week we're going to bring you episode 18. And spoiler alert, Corey, we're going to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. We actually know what we're going to do. We're going to do when TNA first switched over from being with the NWA into being just the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. So that's your championship for next week.
The TNA championship, people. And you thought we couldn't do it. Listen, we're going to give you better ratings, people. I promise you that. I'm lying, but still sounded good. Listen, guys, Mike Knox is my name with three X's. You already know how I spell it because I'm hardcore. My kicks are my fixed nephew, Corey. We are out of here, y'all. Peace.